something nice. I thought you would be mine this Christmas. Ring, ring, ring. Hear the bells ringing on a Christmas tree. Minnesota winter snow is glistening. Yeah. But I'll be spending this one different.
The holiday blues are real. For some, this season can feel deeply lonely, maybe a reminder of loss. For years, the bittersweetness of the holidays has inspired musicians. Think heartbreak anthems like Last Christmas by Wham, Every Year, Every Christmas by Luther Vandross. Multi-platinum selling singer-songwriter Bryson Tiller is the latest to take on those themes in his first ever holiday album, A Different Christmas.
You to come home and hide a sit down, baby. Baby, I'll make the trip. I'll tell you what. I'll sing it to you like this. I'll tell you what.
Bryson Tiller joins us now from Los Angeles. Hi, Bryson.
Wow, hi. I love that intro. That was amazing.
Just describing what you're doing. I have to ask, though, this is your fourth album. You called it A Different Christmas, but it's a pretty monumental task to take on Christmas music. It's hard to be different. So let's start with that title. Why this project? Why that name?
I named that for two reasons. One, I'll say, last year was when COVID was introduced to the world, and I felt like a lot of people were spending Christmas differently. A lot of people haven't seen their families. You know, I know people personally who have maybe family in nursing homes that they can't go visit. You know, I feel like all of us are spending a different Christmas. And second, for me personally, I was going through some things in my life, and the thought of spending Christmas alone was like, wow, I can't believe I'll even be spending this Christmas alone, or I might be spending this Christmas alone if I don't get it together, you know what I mean, and figure out what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What do you want people to take away from this album when they listen to these songs?
Well, specifically for people who may be spending Christmas alone, I'd love for them to realize that they're not in it alone. You know, I feel like everybody has had at least one Christmas where it was like, it felt lonely, even if you weren't alone. You know, some people may have been around family and still felt alone for some reason. This project is for you. And it gradually becomes, you know, a not so lonely Christmas. And with the other music that we're creating right now, I have more vibes that kind of cater to that specific feeling of it finally not being a lonely Christmas.
Yeah. Everybody can talk about loneliness after the past almost 2 years that we've had. But I also want to talk about the type of music you make. You made a splash with your first album, Trap Soul, in 2015. You describe yourself as a Trap Soul artist. You helped define the genre with hip-hop beats, rhythmic melodies. Hey, I'm back and I'm better. And I'm better. I want you bad as ever. I'm wondering how this album embodies that sound.
Yeah, and I didn't even touch on the first question because that's also another reason I named it A Different Christmas, because I'm not the artist anybody would expect to do a Christmas album. You know, it's very different just off the bat just because it's me. But the first couple songs are like kind of catered to like my original sound of me, you know, like kind of like the trap drums. And I'm not rapping necessarily on it like I did on Trap Soul, but I wanted to cater to that sound and then kind of gradually get out of that and into something different, you know, to beats that people have never heard me on, like on Lonely Christmas with Bieber.
So I have to talk about your cover of Winter Wonderland on this album, which was so sweet, and it had this adorable surprise. Gone away is the bluebird. Okay. Here to stay is a new bird. Okay. He sings a love song while we stroll along, walking in the winter wonderland. Oh, yeah, like this. So that's your daughter, Harley, who goes by the stage name Halo, singing with you, right?
Yeah, it is.
What was it like recording with her? I mean, this is your first daughter. You have two little girls. You're a doting dad.
It was amazing. It was a tearjerker moment for sure. I love to record other people singing. Like, I love being on a song, but I really, my dream was always to kind of like be a songwriter. And I actually recorded her mom before Harley was even thought of. So when we finally did this song, Winter Wonderland, it was like a full circle moment because all three of us were in the studio and it was just like, wow, look at this. I'm like vocal producing our daughter. Like, it's just crazy.
So it sounds like being a father really has influenced your career and your music.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason why I'm here, I always credit my drive, my success, everything to them, because Kelly, which is my youngest daughter, she's about to be 2 this year. You know, she's new here, but, you know, she's still a big reason why I wake up every day and I go hard. But Harley was born when I was nothing and had no money and was sleeping in my car. And she was the reason why I even got a job. Like, I never even cared to get a job. I was trying to, like, pursue music for maybe a year or two. Then I found out I was having a kid. And I was like, okay, you know what? I can't be the dad who's just, like, trying to make music in the studio, trying to make it. Like, I need to go get a real job. Then there was a moving job. And then I started working at UPS. And then I started working at Papa John's. And I really just kind of, like, went up the tier of jobs. Like, and then my last job became this, which is crazy.
So from Papa John's to multi-platinum selling.
Yeah, exactly. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking
What are some Tiller family traditions at Christmas, since we're talking about your family right now?
Tiller family traditions are putting up the Christmas tree on November 1st, which sounds crazy to most people. They're like, oh, Thanksgiving, man. Why not Thanksgiving? I love how we bring family together, but I never cared for it because, like, after all the food and stuff, everything was said and done, I was the one who had to do the dishes. So I was like, I hated it. I was like, oh, man. And I didn't even eat none of the stuff that they were making. Like, I'm a really picky eater. So I'm like, now I got to wash these green bean plates and these beans and all this stuff. And I was just so grossed out by it. And I just hated Thanksgiving. I was just like, can we just get to Christmas already? So once I finally got my own house, I started putting my Christmas tree up on November 1st. And that's been a tradition ever since.
That was singer-songwriter Bryson Tiller. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Baby, I love to get away, just to spend the holiday.